and welcome to David's Book Talk. And today we have a very special guest. His name is Joey Green, and he writes a whole bunch of books on cleaning and so forth. The newest one called Joey Green's Cleaning Magic. Hello.
Hi, David. So nice to be with you.
Nice to have you on again. As I said before, we had talked to you years ago, but it's been quite a number of years. I saw this book, and I thought, oh, I have to do this. I have to talk to him. I just love this whole cleaning, what you can use to clean your house with. It's famous products we're talking about. And on the back of the book, actually, you see Skippy. So are there a lot of uses for Skippy?
There are. Skippy peanut butter can be used. You know, a big problem that people have is, like, you go to the store, you buy, like, a frame, a mirror, you bring it home, and then you can't get the price tag off it. The glue to the price tag just gets stuck to the mirror or the frame. And the way to get it off is just take a dab of Skippy peanut butter and just put it over the price tag and let it sit for about 5-10 minutes and then wipe it off. The oils in the peanut butter dissolve all the glues and gums in the sticker, and it comes right off.
That's amazing. I mean, something simple like that, you wouldn't even think of putting peanut butter on a price tag to get it off.
That's the beauty of this. I mean, that's kind of why I wrote this book. And the beauty of the book is that, you know, most people, when you say clean the house, you think, oh, no, it's like the dreaded chore. It's like, nobody wants to do it. And cleaning doesn't have to be such a miserable thing. It can really be an adventure and a lot of fun and kind of excite you with all the, like, unusual things you can do to make cleaning really simple and fun and easy.
Well, that's the thing. You do make it sound like fun. And in the book, you talk about how much your mother made you clean your room and that influenced you. How much did that influence you?
That's just kind of making fun of my mom.
But it must have influenced you in some way.
We all had that. You know, how many times were you told clean up your room, straighten up your room, as a teenager? But the real thing of this was that I was working in advertising like 25 years ago, and I was writing TV commercials for Burger King. And one day I was asked into a meeting at about 10 in the morning, and there were like 9 of us in the conference room. And they said, we want you to come up with alternative uses for Nestea, the iced tea drink mix, other than drinking it. And I thought this was the dumbest thing I'd ever been asked in my life. And other people in the room started coming forth with their ideas on what to do with Nestea. One person said, you can tenderize meat with Nestea. If you just mix it up according to the directions and then soak your beef in the Nestea, the tannic acid in the Nestea tenderizes the beef. And someone else said, you can freshen the air around your house with Nestea. Just put it in a spray bottle and spray it around the house.
I wonder how did they figure out all that would work? They just happened to try it and it worked.
I don't know. You know, I was just in this meeting, just sitting there, 10 in the morning, just drinking a cup of coffee, just thinking, where are you people coming from? And, someone said about freshening the air around your house, if you mix up the Nestea and put it in a spray bottle, spray it around the house, the Nestea is a natural air freshener. The tea is an air freshener. And I'm thinking, well, you don't want to do that on white carpeting. You know, the tea's going to dye the carpet. But they're like, no, if you have brown carpeting, or tile in your house, it works great as an air freshener. And that's what got me thinking that this stuff belongs in a book, because people write into the companies all the time with their unusual uses for the products, and the companies never advertise this stuff.
Interesting. Yeah, the lady on the front has Bounce. Now, apparently there's a lot of uses for Bounce, too, that don't include the washing machine.
Yeah, it's amazing all the different uses for Bounce. And well, again, Bounce doesn't advertise them all. You can use it, on the cover of the book, it's a lady holding, for those listeners who don't see the book, it's called Cleaning Magic, and it's a picture of a lady holding a box of Bounce in front of a sink, because you can actually use a used sheet of Bounce to polish your chrome faucets in the bathroom. It does a great job. The anti-static elements in the Bounce somehow magically polish your chrome faucets.
That's so cool. I mean, this whole book is just full of these things. And there's only, 200 and some different products that you mention?
Yeah, something around 200 or 250 products, something around there. And I did count it at one point, but I seem to have forgotten. And what I'm really proud about this book is I've got over 2,336 different uses for the products, which is more than any other book I've done. And you were talking about the Bounce, and I should mention a couple other uses for the Bounce. People are probably wondering. Your blinds, your mini blinds or, window blinds
right.
Your house, to clean them, all you need is a used sheet of Bounce. And, it's just really as simple as, you're doing the laundry, you're putting the clothes away, and all of a sudden there's that used sheet of Bounce that you forgot about. Oh, what do I do with this? Well, instead of throwing it out, take it and wipe down your mini blinds or your blinds in the house. The anti-static elements that are left in that sheet of Bounce will pick up all the dust. They track the dust and, clean the blinds real easily. And they leave enough of that anti-static element behind so dust settles less frequently on the blinds.
That's really cool. I mean, I don't. It seems to me that anything I mentioned to you, you're going to have somebody to clean. That's just fascinating. I mean, you store all these facts in your brain.
It's kind of scary. I know I've become kind of a walking encyclopedia.
No, I think it's wonderful. I don't think there's anything scary about knowing all this different stuff. It's very impressive. I mean,
it scares me.
I mean, I forget to go to the doctor. I mean, it's like, and I mean, I don't know if I could remember all these things. The one thing that fascinated me, one thing that I was looking through the book, that there's a way to repel cats from scratching on furniture. And you said that was one of the things you were surprised to discover, that there's something you can use for that.
Well, there's a number of things. What are you thinking of?
Yours said Old Spice, I think.
Oh, yes. Old Spice aftershave, or the cologne, if you just sprinkle just a little bit on your sofa, wherever the cat's giving you trouble with the scratching, it repels the cats. They stay away. They just don't like the smell of Old Spice cologne. Another thing I've discovered is sheets of Bounce also will keep cats away. In fact, folks have written to me, emailed me on my website that, you know, they have a problem around Christmas time of, you know, the cat starts clawing at the Christmas tree or hitting the ornaments on the tree, maybe knocking over the tree. And they've just scattered a few sheets of Bounce around the tree and the cat just stays away.
Now, how often do you have to do that?
Put the sheets out?
Yeah, I mean, you don't just do it once and that's it for they never come near it again.
No. Yeah, the thing like with the Old Spice on the furniture, you know, maybe once a week.
Okay.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
And you don't have to put a lot because cats have a very keen sense of smell, and you know, so you don't have to put a lot on there that, you know, humans are going to smell it. Just enough for the cat to get a whiff of it. And with the Bounce on the Christmas tree, you know, it lasts a week or two, depending upon how dry the house is, you know, before it dries out the sheet. But you can always mist the sheets of Bounce with a little, you know, spray bottle of water, and it freshens them up again.
There's so many uses for it. I mean, to think of all the things we're throwing out that we could reuse doing other things, you know, just that there are different things. And the Mr. Clean Eraser seems to have a ton of uses in this book. I mean, there just seems to be everything. It doesn't seem like there's nothing. It doesn't seem like there isn't something you can use it for.
Yeah, it's a great thing, the Mr. Clean Eraser, for folks that aren't familiar with the product. It's, you know, my wife had bought it in the store, and I got a hold of it, and I was like, wow, let me see what I can do with this thing. And it's just kind of a piece of foam that is essentially just really, really fine, the equivalent of really fine sandpaper, but super, super fine. And it was actually discovered in Japan. Some executives from Mr. Clean found it in Japan that people were using it, and they decided to market it here in America as the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. And it's just a block of foam that you dampen in the sink and squeeze it out. And then if you just, like, rub it very gently on the walls, it removes scratch marks or any, you know, scuff marks on the walls, you know, that maybe the kids have made. You have to be careful with it because if you have glossy paint, it will take that, you know, shimmer off the wall, too.
Right.
But it's amazing what you can use it for cleaning pots and pans.
Mildew? I think mildew. You mentioned it's good for mildew in the tub.
It's great for mildew in the tub. I actually used it in the swimming pool. We had, you know, just some stains on the tiles in the pool, so I just went around with the Mr. Clean eraser and cleaned it all right off.
And not only mildew, also soap scum. Apparently it's good with soap scum, too, taking soap scum.
Yeah, great for soap scum on, like, shower doors or on bathtubs or tiles. It just, you know, wipes right off. Again, it's just, like, really, really fine sandpaper, and it doesn't do any damage to the tiles or the glass, and it's great stuff.
Now, are you constantly finding new uses for things? I mean, do you look for things all the time? I mean, are you always getting new things?
They seem to fall in my lap, just like I was mentioning with the Mr. Clean Eraser. I mean, again, my wife just went out and bought the product, and I'm like, okay, what else can I do with this? And also, it's just a lot of research, because people write into the companies all the time with their unusual uses for the product,
mm-hmm.
and the companies never advertise this information. Like I was mentioning about the Nest Tea, like that morning in the ad agency, the group I was with, I didn't come up with any ideas, but they generated about a dozen uses for Nest Tea, and Nest Tea never advertised them. And so they have all these secret files, and you know, I contact the companies, get their secret files, find out what people are writing into them, test them out, and sure enough, a lot of these things work.
Now, can anybody write in and find these files?
You know, they kind of know me because I've been doing the books
right
for a while. But, you know, some of the companies will be happy to tell you. Like Heinz Vinegar, for example, they publish pamphlets on all the uses for vinegar. But there are truly, you know, hundreds of them. So, you know, it just takes a little time and research.
Apparently vinegar is good for cleaning bathrooms, too.
Vinegar is fantastic stuff. In fact, you know, the product you're probably using at home to clean your windows or your mirrors is Windex, which is a wonderful product. I have nothing against it. It's a fantastic product.
Right.
And last time I went to the store to price it, it was like $2.95 for a bottle of Windex. Now, Windex is basically 90% water. I don't know about you, but I think that's like a lot of money to be paying for what is essentially a bottle of water. Well, half vinegar, half water in a spray bottle works just as well as Windex, and it's a lot less expensive because a small bottle of vinegar is 89 cents. And
that's,
you know,
great.
If you've been brainwashed by somebody like me who worked in advertising that it has to be that blue color, you know, that magical Windex blue color to clean your windows, you can do what I do. I add 2 drops of blue food coloring in the spray bottle, shake it up. You'll be convinced it's Windex.
That's great. You're just full of these ingenious ideas. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I think that's really clever. I mean, you seem to have it down. You know exactly what. I'm just wondering, everything in this book has been tested and to make sure it does actually work. I mean, before you put it in the book, you must test all of these to make sure.
And the thing is, I have to, because I can't lie about it, because everybody's got these products. Anybody can test them out. So, you know, if I can tell you that, for example, Kool-Aid will clean your toilet, anybody can get a packet of Kool-Aid and test it out. So, I got
Kool-Aid?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, that was discovered, you know, I get emails, again, on my website, and I get tons of emails from people in the military, because they're ingenious, you know, because you're in the military, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, and they're in the military, they don't have access to all the things we have, and so they get very clever.
So what do? Spray it on and then rub it, and you clean the toilet? I mean, how does
it... you can just take a pack of Kool-Aid and empty it in your toilet, and just scrub it around with the, you know, the toilet brush, let it sit for a few minutes, and then flush it down, and it works. It's the citric acid in the Kool-Aid that cleans it. The people in the military discover this because, you know, the bug juice that they get to drink in the military, they use it to clean their guns, to clean toilets, to clean everything, basically. And, it's the citric acid that does the trick, and it's just Kool-Aid.
Now, do you love cleaning that much? I mean, do you do it? Are you constantly cleaning at home?
You would think so, based on the book, but I'm pretty lazy myself. I clean a lot more than I give myself credit for, because I just know all these tricks. So when it comes to things like carpet stains, I know how to get them out easily, and it's not as difficult. You know, it's not like you have to start, you know, shampooing the entire carpet. And I should probably explain that since I brought it up. Carpet stains, and I think that's like the biggest problem facing this country right now, carpet stains, because people don't know how to get them out. And if people knew how to get them out, you know, they'd be a lot happier. We'd have a much happier country.
And the longer they stay in, the harder they are to get out. So.
Exactly. That's the number one problem with it, is if you let a stain in your carpet dry, it's pretty much permanent. And stains in your clothes, too, if you let them dry, they're permanent. And so what you have to do is get to them right away.
Right.
For example, like a big problem is kids dripping popsicles, you know, on the carpet, or grape juice, or coffee stains on the carpet. What you need to do is blot that up right away. And the thing to use, keep in your house, is a bottle. I keep a couple of bottles of Canada Dry club soda, just a couple liter bottles. And all you need to do is, as soon as that stain hits the carpet, you take the Canada Dry club soda and just pour a little bit on the stain, just enough to cover the stain. And right in front of your eyes, the effervescent action of the club soda bubbles the stain to the surface where you want it, so that you can blot it away. Otherwise, it's going to seep deep into the carpet. And so when you put the club soda on, you just blot it. You can use, like, Bounty paper towels. What I like to use are Pampers disposable diapers, because Pampers diapers contain super absorbent polymer flakes that hold 300 times their weight in liquid.
Wow.
So you put a diaper face down on the stain on the club soda, and it just sucks it right out of the carpeting. You just hold it down with your hands for about 5 minutes to give it a chance to do its thing. And if you just keep blotting with a little bit of club soda and that diaper, that stain will be gone from your carpet. And if you still have a little left over, you know, you're not happy with the results, you take a canister of Morton salt, which is about, you can get it for 50 cents or
yeah, it's cheap,
9
really.
Cents. It's really inexpensive stuff. And just empty the salt, pour a mountain of salt on the stain on the carpet. And right in front of your eyes, you'll see, like if it's grape juice, for example, you would see that mountain of salt turn purple. It just sucks the grape juice out of the carpet. And then once you let it sit there for about 10, 15 minutes, you can just brush it up and then hit it with a club soda, blot it with the diaper or the paper towel. Your carpet stain is gone.
That's great. Just listening to you, I want to try all these things, and I definitely am. You know, do you have a way to get a magic marker off your hands? You know how when you're writing things with magic marker, you tend to get them all over your hands? Is there a way to get that off?
Oh, yeah, very simply. You can use basically just rubbing alcohol, and easier, you've probably got some Purell hand sanitizer around the house.
Mm-hmm.
A little dab of Purell, rub it between your hands. It's the alcohol in there that will take the magic marker right off your hands.
Wow, I'll have to remember that, rubbing alcohol or Purell. Hmm.
Yeah, or if you don't have rubbing alcohol, you can use Smirnoff vodka because it's essentially alcohol.
Is there anything you can't clean?
There really isn't. I mean, it's really pretty simple to do all these. Well, the thing is it, you know, it becomes fun because, you know, when you discover that the solution is so easy, if you had only known how easy it was.
Right.
Because normally, with the magic marker on your hands, you're going to try everything under the sun except for, like, Purell. It would just be so easy. Another problem people have, for example, is, here's a big one, grout, you know, on a tile.
Right.
Like, we have a tile countertop in the kitchen, and you get the grout gets all dirty and gray. And cleaning grout, you think, oh, man, I have to pour out the Clorox or Ajax and start scrubbing it. All you need is a toothbrush and Colgate toothpaste. And you just put the toothpaste on the toothbrush, and you simply just scrub the grout with the toothbrush.
Now, will any toothpaste work, or does it have to be Colgate?
I'm choosing Colgate because it's the regular flavor. You don't want to be using the tartar control, you know, or the
right.
All the whitening agents, because those are, you know, they're harsher chemicals. And so you just want to use something gentle like the regular flavor white toothpaste. So if you can find, you know, and also something like Crest is green, so you're going to have problems with the staining. So you just want the regular white toothpaste. But with a toothbrush and the white toothpaste, and you just scrub that grout, and it comes clean.
Huh. Wow. It's like magic.
Yeah, it makes you want to go clean because you realize all these problems, you know, all these, like, you know, little dirty things around the house that you could have cleaned, you know, they've been sitting there for years, and you could have just, you know, used a little toothpaste and a toothbrush to clean it.
So you've never had any problem cleaning anything, really? It sounds to me like there's nothing that in your house now that you could not clean in some way.
Exactly.
That's
unless
great.
Someone left it there to dry, you know. Another thing is, like, if you get stains on clothes, and whatever it is, if it's, you know, grape juice or, you know, you spilled a cup of coffee on yourself, if you let that stain dry, it's going to be very difficult to clean it out.
Yes.
For clothes, the trick is, if you get a stain on a shirt or pants or a nice dress, jacket, take that garment and put it in a bucket and fill the bucket with water and just let it soak in it until you're ready to wash it. This way the stain stays wet because once it dries, it's permanent. And also, if you put it through the dryer before you've cleaned the stain off, you're basically making that stain permanent. So, and the thing to do when you soak it in a bucket is just add a little bit, a few drops of your regular detergent, whether it's Tide, All, Cheer, whatever you use, and keep it in the bucket, let it pre-soak like that. When you're ready to do the wash, throw it in the regular wash, the stain will come right out.
Wow. That's good to know. There's a lot of good. See, that's what's good about this book, this Cleaning Magic book that we're talking about, because you can use this. There's endless uses for it. I mean, it's totally a reference book. I mean, for everything you clean in your house, it's in here. I mean, literally, there's so many in here, I'm amazed. I mean, I was just flipping through it this morning, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, you could just read this for hours and hours, finding all these different ways to clean things.
Well, that was my goal, just, like, to give people every possible solution to the problems, because my sense is if you use one or two tips in the book, it pays for the book. And you'll be, you know, you'll just be thankful that, oh, you know, not that it doesn't pay for the book, but you've saved the shirt, you've saved the tile, you've saved the floor, you've saved the carpet by using something, you know, as simple as club soda, you know, from your pantry. And the idea also is that you don't have to run out to the store and buy something. You probably already have several products in your house right now that you can use in a pinch to solve your problem.
That's great. Yeah, and the fact that it's only $18.99 for the book, and it's going to pay for itself many, many, many times over, especially when the things that you would normally ruin, or you're going to be able to save, like you said.
Yeah, I'll give you a great example of that. Just one tip from the book can save you that $18.99. It would save you five times that. You know, if your dishwasher isn't working properly, and you call a plumber to fix your dishwasher, it's going to cost you, you know what, $75 if you're lucky. It's more like $150. And the plumber's going to fix your dishwasher, and then afterwards, after taking your money, the plumber, if the plumber's nice, is going to tell you, go out and buy yourself some Tang, unless you already have some Tang in the house, and just take the Tang and put it into the receptacle dish in the dishwasher where you normally put the Cascade or whatever soap you use.
Right.
Run the Tang through the regular cycle of your dishwasher without any dishes in there. The citric acid from the Tang cleans out all the soap scum from the pipes and tubes of your dishwasher, so it'll work like brand new. You won't have to call the plumber in the first place. And if you do that, you know, once every 6 months or once every 2 months, the dishwasher will work perfectly fine. In fact, we did it in our home. And the amazing thing, the Tang not only cleans out the pipes and tubes, but you know the rust stains on the inside of the dishwasher, on the, you know,
right,
the floor of the dishwasher?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Tang got it right out, all clean.
So you, in other words, you put the Tang in and close and do a regular load like you would normally do of your dishwasher?
Yeah, no dishes, without any dishes.
Without any dishes, yeah. And that does it?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to have to try that.
So it's turning fun, you know, making the cleaning fun, because, you know, it's fun to put the Tang in the dishwasher. Look, everybody, I'm running Tang through the dishwasher. But it's amazing how powerful it is to solve your problems.
Now, the ones in the book, are some of them ones that people have written into you, or are most ones that you have figured out for yourself?
Most of these in the book are ones I've figured out for myself or researched with the companies and, you know, checked out and researched.
Did people ever write to you and say, oh, that really doesn't work, I tried it?
You know, I've never really come across that, very fortunately, because I'm pretty thorough on checking things out. And yeah, I'm very lucky in that way.
That's great. Wow. Another thing, cleaning the microwave. There's tons of things you can use to clean your microwave.
Yeah, and a big problem that people have. I mean, the number one problem with microwaves is that, you know, you cook some popcorn in there, and you let it stay too long, you burn the popcorn, and then you have that awful smell of the burnt popcorn in your microwave, and you're like, how do I get rid of this smell? Well, all you need to do is take a couple teaspoons, like 2 teaspoons of real lemon juice, put it in a coffee cup, fill the rest of the cup with water, and put that coffee cup in the microwave and just, you know, turn it on high for like a minute or two. And when it's done, when the bell rings, you just take a sponge and wipe down the steam, you know, off the inside of the microwave. The steam, the smell of the lemon goes through the microwave and it just kills the smell. The smell is completely gone.
Wow. Very cool. You even have ways in your book. I think I saw something about getting skunk smell off of animals and even humans.
Yeah, I mean, the most popular way, I mean, you've probably heard of it, is using tomato juice.
Right.
You can use, like, Campbell's tomato juice to clean off yourself or any pet, a dog, has been sprayed by a skunk. And it's the acids in the tomato juice that, kill the skunk smell. Another great way to do that is with Massengill disposable douche, which is a product made for women, obviously.
Right.
And you can buy like 2 or 3 boxes of it and mix it up according to the directions and use that to bathe the dog, and it just kills the smell of the skunk.
That's great. Now, do you have a way? Is there anything in your book that talks about cleaning CDs or DVDs off, getting scratches out of them if they're not playing?
Yeah, and that's a big problem. I mean, I've got 2 teenage daughters who have yet to figure out the
problem. I mean, I used to think it was toothpaste, but I tried toothpaste, and it really didn't work that well.
Well, toothpaste will work. Colgate, the regular flavor toothpaste. Again, you want something that's mild, not the tartar control.
Maybe that's why. If you use something that's too strong, what happens?
It can ruin the CD permanently.
Oh, really?
It'll eat away the plastic of the CD. So you want to use something gentle, like, again, Colgate regular flavor toothpaste, or any regular flavor toothpaste. But an even simpler way is with Skippy peanut butter. Just you want to use the creamy, not the chunky. And just a little dab of the peanut butter. And basically, if you do this in front of the kids, they just love it. They think it's hysterical, because you just put some peanut butter on the CD on the shiny side and let it sit for about 3-4 minutes, and then wipe it off with a coffee filter. A Mr. Coffee filter. They're 100% virgin paper, so they don't leave any lint behind. And it's the oils from the peanut butter that remove the superficial scuff marks from the CD, or DVD, and it just works like it's brand new. Just make sure you get all the peanut butter off before you put it in the plate.
Right. Then how do you get rid of the peanut butter smell? Eventually that'll go away, I assume.
That'll go away, yeah. But it's kind of a nice flavor.
I'm just amazed. I'm all these things. I mean, you go through this book, and there's just one. You think you've seen them all, and then you try another. There's even actually a way to get rid of flies in your house too.
You'll have to remind me of that, Mike.
I think you put a dish or something down. It's some kind of liquid. Now I can't remember what it was, but I know I saw something on flies. That there was a. I'll have to look it up now. But I, while we're talking, I'll look it up. But. There's a way to, like, if you, actually I'm having that problem right now with flies, and I'm wondering what to do, and, you know, you
it
don't...
Maybe with Matt, what you do is you take, like, a empty Coke bottle or any liter bottle, and you can put a little Heinz apple cider vinegar inside the bottle and leave the cap off, and this way the flies go in, and or any fleas, or not fleas, but the flies or maggots get in the bottle, and they can't get back out, and they drown in the vinegar.
Actually, there's two things. It says grandma's molasses and then Simple Green. Apparently, Simple Green will kill them.
Yeah. Anything soapy is great to kill flies. If you can, the problem with flies is that they're kind of fast.
Yeah.
But if you spray them with a little Simple Green in a spray bottle filled with water, shake it up, and spray the flies, they will die instantly.
That's amazing. I mean, not that I condone killing animals, but I mean, flies. What are you going to do with flies? They're such pests. You know, you don't have any other. It's very hard to catch a fly. I mean, if it were easy, I'd be able to catch it and get rid of them. But they seem to be multiplying in my apartment here. So that's good to know. And I think I have some Simple Green, so that'll work. Would you recommend somebody go out and buy most of these products in the book?
What I do is, you know, if you've got the products in your house already, here's how to use them. You know, so that if you've got, for example, scuff marks on your tile floors in the kitchen, you want to get rid of scuff marks. Well, there's many products you can use to get rid of them. And normally you're going to think you're going to have to get on the floor with some Ajax or, you know, some kind of floor cleaner, and you don't have to run out to the store and buy something. You can use toothpaste on a toothbrush, and the scuff marks will come right off the tile floor. Or you can use a Wilson tennis ball. And you can take the tennis ball and just get on your hands and knees and just rub the scuff mark with the tennis ball, like using it like an eraser. And it erases the scuff mark. And what I actually recommend is just take a knife and very carefully cut an X in the tennis ball. And broomsticks nowadays unscrew from the broom, so you can insert the broomstick into the tennis ball and use it like a giant pencil eraser to remove the scuff marks.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are two different ways, you know, if you have either one of those products, that you can clean the scuff marks. If you don't have either one of those, you can use the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to get rid of the scuff marks. You can use mayonnaise to get rid of the scuff marks. There's a lot of different things you can use, so you don't have to run out and buy anything.
That's great. I'm laughing just thinking about it. I mean, it seems ridiculous, but it really works. I mean,
absolutely.
All these different things that you, I mean, here's the Heinz apple cider vinegar. That looks like that's good to kill fruit flies. And, you know, and I like that there's one part of the book where you talk about what you can do with coffee filters.
Yeah, a lot of things with coffee filters. In fact, we were talking earlier about drips on the carpet from popsicles. The way to prevent drips from popsicles is you take a coffee filter, pop two holes in it, and put the sticks of the popsicle through the holes in the coffee.
Ingenious.
And then you hold the stick, so you've got an automatic drip catcher for those popsicle drips.
That's so cool. It must be so rewarding to come up with all these. And once you try them and they work, it must be very thrilling. Here's another one.
They're so simple and they're so fun. You know, it makes you want to clean. It makes you want to clean. You know, it makes you want to solve your problems because they're really so easy to solve. It's not brain surgery, you know. And another thing with the coffee filter is if you make tacos at home and you want a taco holder, a coffee filter folded in half holds a taco and prevents all those drips. Also, a lot of people who work in offices know that coffee filters are really inexpensive china for holding popcorn when you've made it in the office.
Oh, who doesn't love that smell of popcorn when you go up in the office and they're making popcorn? It's like instant hunger. There's something about that smell of popcorn that is just amazing. Now,
enticing, very enticing.
And you even have car uses to clean your car, too. There's hundreds of things you can clean your car with.
Yeah, one of them is if you need to get, all the insects off the windshield of your car, you can use Dr. Pepper or Coca-Cola. Basically, it's an old trucker's trick. What they would do is they're driving along in the truck, and they hit a gas station, and the windshield's covered with insects. So they just shake up a bottle of Coke, pop it open, and spray the windshield of the truck. And it gets all that road grime, all that film, all the insects off the windshield. Now, you don't want the Coke or any soda touching the car, the paint job,
right,
because it will eat away, not eat it away, but it etches into the paint. So you want to get some water and just hose off, you know, after you've done that.
Now, didn't I hear that Coke's also good for cleaning toilets, too?
Coke is wonderful for cleaning toilets. And all you need to do is pop open a can of Coke, pour it in your toilet, let it sit for about 15 minutes, and then brush and flush. It's the phosphoric acid in the Coke and the citric acid and the ascorbic acid that'll clean the vitreous china of the toilet bowl.
That's wonderful. Now, of course, you'd have to use regular Coke with the sugar in it. I guess, or do you have to use the one with the sugar? I guess you would have to, right?
You know, I only know that it works for the classic Coca-Cola. I don't know about the diet.
The classic, yeah. Well, that would make more sense. I mean, that I've heard that before, that it does that, you know. You never think.
What's great about it, it's non-toxic, you know, so you know exactly what you're pouring in your toilet.
you must get a big response from people. And what do people say to you? Are they excited when they try it and it works? What do they say?
Because you know it's solving problems in simple ways. For example, a big problem that people have, and you may have this very problem, is hard water stains or mineral stains in the toilet. You know, you get this if you have hard water at your house or your apartment, and you get that water, that ring in the toilet that kind of starts turning green. And people are like, how do you get rid of that? You think you're going to need all sorts of weird chemicals or a pumice stone and start scrubbing it, and it's going to be really nasty to get rid of it. Well, all you need to do is turn off the knob for the water to the toilet that's under the toilet bowl, flush the toilet a couple times so the bowl empties out, and then take a hand towel and set it inside the bowl so it's covering the stain, and then just saturate it with Heinz white vinegar and let it sit overnight. The acetic acid in the vinegar eats away the mineral deposits that are inside the toilet bowl. In the morning, they're gone. They're just gone. And it's so simple. It's just vinegar. You know, it's not toxic. It's just vinegar. And then you just, you know, turn the knob back on and your toilet's working again. And you've cleaned out. And most people will let that ring sit there for 10, 15 years before, you know, they'll think they have to buy a new toilet. And all you need is vinegar to fix it.
And you even have stuff in here about deer, how to repel deer. I mean, different animals, and especially, I remember there was something about deer. I think it's actually on the same page here. Dial soap and legs, pantyhose,
yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, you know, people have a problem with deer coming into the backyard. They start eating the vegetables or the roses or, you know, the flower garden. And the way to keep deer away is you take legs, sheer energy, pantyhose. And the thing about pantyhose is that, you know, they cost, I've seen them as low as like about $4 a pair, but usually they're about $6, $8, $9 for a pair of pantyhose. And folks wear them 1, 2, 3 times, they get a run in them, and they throw out their pantyhose. What a huge waste of money. Don't throw out your used pantyhose. I've got dozens of uses for them. And when it comes to the deer, what you do is you take a pair of scissors and cut off the legs of the pantyhose. Then you take a bar of Dial soap, and you drop it into the foot of the pantyhose. And then you tie that leg of the pantyhose, you tie it to like a fence or a tree branch, a, you know, fence post, a bush. Deer mistake the smell of deodorant soap for human beings. So they take off. They don't want to be near the stuff. So, you know, you got this nice decorator touch, you know, all these, you know, pantyhose with bars of soap hanging around the yard, but you won't have the deer problem.
Now, Joey, how do you know that that works? I mean, how did it come about that you tried that and it worked? I mean,
I was out walking around in my pantyhose with a bar of soap, and no.
We're all getting that picture in our head now.
No, it's just deodorant soap. You know, people, for years, people have known that deodorant soap, you know, gets rid of deer. But the problem is, you know, how do you hang it up in the backyard? And normally, you can take a nail and just kind of glide it through the bar of soap, make a hole, and then hang it up with string. Or I used to tell people use dental floss. You know, you can hang the bars of soap up from dental floss. And then I thought, why not use the pantyhose? Because this way, they're, you know, it's kind of a container for it. And it keeps it out. It kind of camouflages it in the woods so people really don't see it. And it's a great way to hang it up.
Now, apparently with pantyhose, I've heard before, you can actually strain things through pantyhose, too.
Absolutely. It's an old painter's trick, you know, to strain paint. They would just take a pair of pantyhose and, you know, put it over a can of paint that had gotten, you know, some lumps in it, and just pour the paint through, and it strains out the paint. And it's also great if you, you know, in a pinch, if you needed to strain anything, you know, spaghetti, you know, you're cooking and all you got is a pair of pantyhose. In fact, I'm trying to remember which movie it is. I used to know that off the top of my head. I think it's something like Mr. Roberts or one of those old classics.
Right, right.
Jack Lemmon movie. Maybe it's The Apartment. Maybe it is The Apartment, where Jack Lemmon is straining spaghetti through a tennis racket.
Right, absolutely, yes. I do remember that. That's a classic scene through that. Or is that
really just... It's kind of a bachelor being ingenious, but, you know, and the tennis racket's kind of funny because it's not, the holes really aren't small enough to...
Why do you think people don't think of these things? I mean, what, do they just not see it, or is it this, is it laziness? What do you think?
Well, we've kind of been conditioned by advertising and by, you know, going into the grocery store, and you think, well, there's a special product made for every problem I've got. So if it's, you know, if it's repelling deer, there must be a deer repellent that I should be spending $9.95 for. It can't be something that I just happen to have lying around in the kitchen. But Grandma used to tell you all sorts of things, all sorts of clever little remedies. And you're like, oh, Grandma, what do you know? There's a product made for that. I should go out and just, you know, why don't you just go out and buy the aerosol spray? But Grandma was right. You know, all these ingenious little tricks have worked for a long, long time. And should embrace them because they're really a testimony to American ingenuity.
Now, you have a website where people can actually go on and ask if they have problems cleaning something, they can ask you?
Yeah, there's a search engine, so you can search any problem you may have, and you can email me directly with any question you may have, and I'm happy to help solve your problems. The website is wackyuses.com, so it's www.wackyuses, W-A-C-K-Y-U-S-E-S, wackyuses.com.
And this book, I mean, if you just get this book, you're going to have, I mean, everything's listed. It tells exactly what to use, which brand of it to use, and there's just so much in here. I mean, you could never do all this stuff. There's just so much. But the good thing is you can look in the back, and if, say, it's you want to clean furniture off, you look up furniture, and it tells you, and you go right to that page, and it's right there. I mean, it's so easy to find. The problem with reference.
I'm very proud of the book because it's much easier than the website to use. I mean, the website's easy to use, but the book is just so easy. It's at your fingertips, and I made it, organized it in just such an easy way so that it's useful to people.
I just can't imagine there's not something in here for everything. I mean, everything in your house, everything outside. I mean, there's just no end to what. Now, there's also something with sneakers, about where you keep your sneakers from smelling.
Yeah, there's a lot of tricks, if you have smelly shoes, and this is just kind of a favorite because it's just really fun. If you want to deodorize smelly sneakers, smelly shoes, they really smell, you can take those, we were talking earlier about the legs pantyhose, you take one pair of pantyhose and you cut off the feet, above the ankle on the pantyhose, and then you fill each foot with, you have your choice here, you can use kitty litter, like Tidy Cats or Johnny Cats kitty litter, fresh, right out of the bag.
Right.
And then tie a knot in them, so you've got these two, like, sachets, these feet of pantyhose with, filled with kitty litter. And then you just put them inside the sneakers or the shoes and let them sit overnight or for a couple of days. The kitty litter absorbs the moisture from the sneakers or the shoes and also deodorizes at the same time, so they come out smelling nice and fresh. Just make sure you keep the door closed so that the cat doesn't get in there. And
right.
If you don't have the kitty litter, you can fill it with Maxwell House coffee. And you just pour it right. What I do is I take the
legs. Maxwell House coffee?
Yeah, you just take the coffee can, and what I do is I take the foot of the pantyhose, and you just flip it over the can and empty it right into the. You don't even spill anything into the leg of the pantyhose. Tie knots in them, and put those feet of the pantyhose in the sneakers or shoes with the coffee in there, and it absorbs moisture and it freshens the smell of the the coffee is a deodorizer. And you get nice smelling coffee sneakers or shoes.
You have one of the few books about all this stuff. I mean, you don't see a lot of books about this stuff. They don't tell you, like you said, the manufacturers don't tell you much about their products other than the normal stuff, the normal uses for it. But they don't tell you about all these different. Why do you think they don't want people to know about it?
Because they're trying to sell Maxwell House coffee as coffee, and they don't want you to know that it can deodorize your sneakers. They think, if we start telling people that it deodorizes smelly shoes, they might not want to drink it. But I think that's kind of the opposite. Who cares why people are buying your product? As long as they're buying it.
Right.
And, for years, Coca-Cola, it's a great soft drink, but, they just don't want you knowing that, it's also a toilet cleaner.
And it says here that Kool-Aid is also good for scrubbing pots and pans? Really?
Yeah, fantastic.
Now this is the powder. We're just saying the powder. You're only using.
You mix it up with the water.
Oh, you do mix it with water. Okay.
Yeah, and you can do it right in the pot or the pan. You can just fill the pan. Pour some Kool-Aid powder mix in there with water.
And, be tempted to drink it too. That's
well, you might not want it with a dirty pot, but
not for that. But
you can set a glass aside as you're working, and. But again, it's the citric acid in the Kool-Aid that will clean, the pots and the pans, and it's really powerful stuff. And if you got baked on food, you can just fill the pot or pan with Kool-Aid and let it soak for a while, and the citric acid will clean out all that gunk from them. Another one of my favorites for pots and pans is Efferdent, the denture cleansing tablet. My wife accidentally, a couple of years ago, she forgot that the pot was on the stove with boiling water in it. And all the water boiled out of the pot, and we were left with this black, scorched pot.
Oh.
She said, I'm going to have to throw out the pot. And I said, well, let me try something, before you throw it out. Don't give up on it. So I filled the pot with water. I dropped in 3 or 4 Efferdent denture cleansing tablets. I let it sit overnight, and in the morning, it just wiped clean.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I have to see that. I mean, I literally have to do that one to see that happen. It just blows you. I just can't imagine, but it is that easy. I mean, it's now You can actually use Lipton tea to clean your floor, your kitchen floor?
Yeah, wood floors, any wood floors, you know, it's very popular.
Oh, wood floors, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's best to use on a kitchen floor?
You mean on a tile floor?
No, just tile and, yeah.
What's your problem?
Well, just cleaning the kitchen floor. I mean, what in your mind is best to use, other than these cleaners you go out and buy? I mean,
yeah, what? I would just say one of the things you can use is just Heinz white vinegar in a bucket of water. You know, like half vinegar, half water, and just use it to mop the floor. Another thing, if you have stains on the floor, on the kitchen floor, just, you know, you can get on your hands and knees and sprinkle some Arm & Hammer baking soda on the floor with a little water and a sponge. And it's just mildly abrasive, the baking soda, so any gunk that's sticking to the floor will scrub right off. And the beautiful thing about both those products is they're also deodorizers, so they freshen the air or they freshen any musty smells that are, you know, on the floor or in the room.
And some of these things you use, the brand names, are better than the floor cleaners. I mean, you put ammonia on some of these floors, and they leave such a smell afterwards.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of these cleansers, I mean, they're wonderful products, but they also, they can be very harsh, and they can do things like remove wax, and, you know, they can be bad for pets because you don't know what toxic ingredients are in there. And, you know, there are a lot of other products you can use that are much more natural and much safer.
And there was another use for Arm & Hammer that I saw in your book that really interested me. It was something I could use, and I can't for the life of me now remember what it was. Something that, I don't know what. I don't know if that was the. It wasn't the sneakers, but it was something else. Can you remember what that was?
I can't pick it out of your head, but there are so many uses for it.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid you were going to say. There must be hundreds of uses for Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Yeah, it's great. A great one is you know, if someone gets sick in your house and they vomit on the carpet, you know, especially children. We had this problem when our kids were growing up. They'd sometimes, you know, get a stomach flu and they'd vomit and they didn't make it to the bathroom and they hit the carpeting. And after you've scraped everything up, if you cover it with Arm & Hammer baking soda, it sucks everything out of the carpet and deodorizes, because, you know, you got that nasty smell of vomit.
Right.
But Arm & Hammer baking soda deodorizes it while absorbing it out of the carpet.
And would that actually work for pet stains too?
It does. It absolutely does. But my suggestion with pet stains is before you do that, you know, you want to get as much of it out of the carpet as possible. And again, you want to start with, like we were talking earlier about, Canada Dry Club Soda, so that you get a lot of the stain to bubble to the surface. A big problem that people have with pet stains, especially, is urine, cat urine or for cat.
Oh yeah, that smell, that horrible smell.
A painful smell. But the simple way to get rid of that is with Heinz white vinegar. And, you know, you think you get the smell of cat urine or dog urine, that you're going to have to recarpet the house or blow up the house or sell the house. The thing to do is just take half vinegar, half water. You put it in a spray bottle and simply saturate the stain. And the vinegar seeps into the carpet and totally deodorizes the smell of the urine. When it dries, it is gone from the house. I was so desperate. We bought a house about 15 years ago, and when we first moved in, I discovered about a month after moving in that the previous owners had dogs that left urine stains on the living room carpet.
Ooh, wow.
And I was so desperate, I took a gallon of Heinz vinegar and dumped it on the stain. And I have to warn you that if you do that, it's going to smell like urine and vinegar for about 3 or 4 days. So you want to get out of the house, go on vacation, get out of there. But when you come back, when it's dried, the smell of the vinegar, the smell of the urine, completely gone from the house.
Really? How fascinating.
It's very amazing. And what's great about it is it's so inexpensive.
And a lot of these products are inexpensive. Now, I mean, is there one product in particular that has more uses than any other that you've discovered?
I think they all have probably equal numbers of uses, depending upon how ingenious you want to get with them. But I would say baking soda is probably one of the top ones with, you know, a multitude of uses.
Yeah, I know. I want to run out and get some baking soda. I don't happen to have any in the house right now. But, you know, but
you're one of those rare. You're one of the rare Americans, because most people have a box sitting in the refrigerator. Right?
Well, I feel like I should now after reading your book. I feel like it's a lot of things I should have. I actually have the Mr. Clean erasers, though. How weird is that? That I would have that and not the Arm & Hammer baking.
That is. That's different.
The Arm & Hammer. Well, the reason I went out and bought the Mr. Clean was because of what you said about the bathtub. I have trouble with my bathtub, so that's going to work good for that. That's one of the reasons I bought it. I'm forgetting these wonderful ones. If you get this book, you're gonna find them all. They're all just so wonderful, and you can just spend a whole weekend going through and saying, "Oh, that's good," and circling that, because there's just so much. You can't even take it all in. There's just so much, and it's all good stuff. It's all stuff that's going to help you out completely. And there's just no end to it. You can just use this book for year after year, and the good thing is, 20 years from now, it's still going to work.
The products will still be there.
It's still going to be here, and it's still going to, there's no end to it. So I mean, wow, the ultimate book that you can use.
Thank you. I'm glad I accomplished my goal to help.
Use it over and over and over again. I wanted to ask you a question. I cannot remember I wanted to ask about cleaning TV sets, the screens on TV. What's the best thing to use for that?
I personally think that the best thing to use is a used sheet of Bounce. Again, once you've done the laundry and you're putting the laundry away.
Because it always streaks. Every time I try to clean my TV, it streaks. And all you see, you're sitting there and you're watching the screen, and you can see all the dirt all over the screen or all the where it's smudged.
Because you're usually using water and a rag, and you're going to get streak marks. And you have to be very careful with what you clean on television screens, especially a flat screen TV, because, you know, if you put any cleanser on there, you could ruin the screen.
Right, absolutely. That's what I'm afraid of. And last time I used either water or maybe a Kleenex, or Windex, I mean, but I always put it on the towel I have before I put it on the screen.
Yeah, most manufacturers say just use water and a rag, nothing else.
You know, even with water, you try to wash it off with water, and it always seems to leave those marks on there. Yeah.
Well, the best thing to use is, again, once you've done the laundry and you've got that used sheet of Bounce, you know, that you don't know what to do with, take the used sheet of Bounce, not fresh out of the box, but, you know, once it's gone through the dryer.
Right.
And use that to gently wipe down the TV screen, because, again, the anti-static elements from the Bounce collect all the dust that's on your TV screen and also prevent it from resettling as quickly. So you're not going to leave any streaks behind, because it's just a sheet of Bounce with nothing on it, and it's going to collect all that dust for you.
Well, we could go on and on and on. This is wonderful. You're just very handy to have around, Joe, you and your book.
No, anytime you have a problem, David, just give me a call.
I certainly will. I mean, it's fun to talk about these things, too. I mean, it's a great conversation starter. People don't even realize they have this stuff. That's the problem. Well, we've been talking to Joey Green about Cleaning Magic. It is available from Rodale Publishers in all your bookstores now. It's a beautiful blue book. And like I said, it's only $18.99, and it's going to be worth your weight in gold. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime, David.
This has been David's Book Talk, and we will talk to you next time.